朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
很多人都说这个世界像一口大染缸，任何再有志气的人落在其中都会被染成一样的颜色。
Many people would say that this world is like a big pond of dye. Anybody who falls into it will turn the same color.
我自己的体会也是这样，因为我过去也落在其中。
My personal feeling is also the same because I used to fall into it.
但是主耶稣已经把我拯救出来，所以我要小心，不要再落回到原来的光景中。
But Jesus already pulled me out.So I had to be careful not to fall back into.
因为我们虽然是被拯救了，但我们仍然活在这一个充满罪恶的世界。
Even though we're being saved, we still live in this full of sin, sinful world.
我们四周都充满了布满了罪恶的陷阱。
And then around us is full of the traps of sins.
一不小心被夹住了，就很难脱身。
Be careless and you'll be snapped and very hard to get by.
好像这一只可怜的老鹰被这一个陷阱夹住了。
And look at this beautiful eagle has been trapped by this.
只有在神的保护当中，按着上帝的真理而活的人，才能够脱离罪的陷阱。
Only those who areliving in the God's truth and then under his protection we can fall or prevent us from falling to the traps.
所以让我们今天一同来再一次的被提醒，我们是活在神恩典中的人。
So once more we will be reminded that we're living in God's grace.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们在你的面前，我们带着感恩的心来打开你的话语。
Lord, we come before you with a thankful heart to open our heart to.
我们也求圣灵来打开我们的心。
And ask the Holy Spirit to open our heart.
让我们受教的人能够听到你跟我们所说的话。
And let our teachable ear can hear what you want to tell us.
好叫我们的心柔软，像好土一样的接受。
And like our heart can be softened like a good soil to receive.
也让我们有一个受改变的力量，去遵照你的旨意而行。
Give us the power, the strength to transform, to follow your directions.
求圣灵在我们每一个人的心里做工。
And may Holy Spirit be with each one of us.
让我们讲的听的一同蒙恩。
And for everyone who hear will be blessed.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
上一个主日我们讲到以弗所书第二章一到三节人在罪中的景况。
And last week we studied the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1, the situations the men trapped in sins.
我们一同来复习一下这一段的经文，请各位跟我一同来念。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。这一段经文讲到人落在罪的陷阱当中的光景。
These verses describe the situation when man falls into the trap of sins.
第一，他说是随从今世的风俗。
And just like I'm following the ways of the world.
这个世界好像有一股潮流，像在 Ohio River 一样的冲击的人。
And just like an undercurrent and pushing us just like into the river.
你走在这个河流当中，你是站不住的。这个水要把你冲到下流去。
If you wade into the river, you cannot stand it. The current will push you away.
好比现在大陆在校园正发动一个无宗教文信仰的签名运动。
And like this movement in the college in China, and it's just to sign an affidavit to claiming to be non-Christian.
所以当这一个签名单传到你的手中的时候，你要不要签呢？
When this affidavit comes into your hands, would you sign it?
对许多信耶稣的人，这就是一个潮流的力量考验。
And this is a challenge for this undercurrent for those believers.
第二，现在最终的人是必须顺服空中掌权者。
For those people living in the world of sins, it's under the power of the kingdom of air.
2015年，政府在浙江省拆掉了1700个教堂顶上的十字架。
Back in 2015, the government took 1700 crosses over the church's buildings.
2018年在河南省又拆了将近4000个十字架。
And about 4,000 crosses in Henan's province was being taken down.
这个反基督教的运动才刚刚开始。拉开序幕。
And this is just the beginning of this movement against anti-Christians.
因为有一股空中掌权的力量笼罩在中华的大地。
And there is a kingdom of air covering China.
这个福音的门正在慢慢的关上，所以我们要抓紧机会。
The door of the gospel is slowly being closed.
第三，讲到最终的光景是人放纵自己的私欲。
The third point, it talks about the man follow desire of the flesh.
这个时代比过去任何的时代更放纵私欲。
And this is more than ever. This is more people follow the desires.
不但是枪支泛滥、色情泛滥、药物泛滥、赌博泛滥。
It is abundance of all the following diseases.
那连大麻、吸大麻也要合法。
And even the acceptance of marijuana usage.
在网络的隐蔽支持之下，犯罪更是肆无忌惮。
And with this coverage of the internet, then this is really rampant.
在最终的第四种光景就是为神愤怒之子。
And then the last one is the children of God's wrath.
人活在罪的底下，结局都是很悲惨的。
And then the end of all these people living under sins is a sad ending.
就好像一个父亲对他的逆子已经放弃的时候，他以为自由了，其实那是失去了保护。
Just like a rebel son and has been already abandoned by the father, he feels free, but it's a very sad situation.
第一次世界大战死了2000万人。
And then the first World War I, the 20 millions perished.
No, 20 million. 第二次世界大战死了6000万人。
And Second World War II, 60 million died.
现在70年已经过去，人们都忘记了这些的事。
70 years has passed, people have forgotten about the world war.
成为神所愤怒的人是非常悲惨的。
And then become the person under God's wrath is very sad.
不但是今生受罚，而且灵魂是永远的沉沦。
And not only suffering in this life, but the spiritual will have eternal punishment.
但是神不是一位残忍的神，他的本性是温柔良善。
God is not cruel, but His nature is kindness.
神一定要拯救在摧毁自我狂奔路上的人。
And He will destroy all these selfish and driven people.
No, he will save those
he will save those
self-destructive people. Yeah. 所以在以弗所书第二章四节这样的说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
And the verses 4 talks about because his great love for us, he is rich in mercy.
这里讲到神的两个本质。
And here talks about two natures.
一个是神是怜悯的神。
One is the mercy.
一个是神是慈爱的神。
And the other one is the love.
所谓怜悯就是不让受所该受的。
And mercy is not suffer the consequence of what deserved.
好像有一次我去看望一位老人家。
Once I went to visit an older folks.
夏天天气很热，他家的冷气坏了，所以我给他带一个电扇去。
And it was summer, it was very hot, and his air went out, the air conditioning went out, he passed through, brought a fan for us.
车子开到 Montana Avenue 的时候，那你转弯的地方有一个 stop sign.
And getting to the crosssections of Montana Street.
那我没有注意到，很快就开过去了。
And then the pastor didn't pay attention and drive through.
呜呜呜！警车马上从后面就跟过来了。
The police followed him.
下来以后，警察就问我，他说：“你这么急，要到哪里去啊？”
So the policeman asked him, "What's the hurry? Where are you heading to?"
我说有一个老人家。太热了，没有电冷气，我给他送电扇去。
The pastor said, "I'm sending a fan to a person who doesn't have air conditioning."
那个警察看我不像坏人的样子。
The police looked at him and would look nice. Good fellow.
所以他就给我一张警告，没有给我罚单。
Instead of speeding ticket, gave him a warning ticket.
这个叫怜悯。
And this is called mercy.
不让我受所当受的。
And not suffer consequences when he deserved.
神也是这样的爱我们。
God is doing the same thing to us.
他的本意不是要我们去地狱受苦。
And his purpose is not to send us to hell.
所以他给我们预备了永远的救恩。
And he prepared an eternal salvation for us.
让基督耶稣能够拯救我们的灵魂。
So Jesus Christ can save our spirit.
他不但是怜悯，他也是慈爱的。
Not only mercy, but merciful, but also his love.
慈爱的意思就是愿意给本来不当给的。
And then love really means giving, which originally shouldn't be given.
有一次有一位母亲来按教堂的门铃。
Once a mother came and then ring the bell.
她跟我说她孩子生病了，她没有钱给他们买东西吃。
And then she said her children has been sick and then didn't have time, money to buy food for them.
我不是每次都给的，你们也不用来敲门。
Pastor doesn't give every time.
有的时候圣灵会感动我。
But sometimes the Holy Spirit touches me.
我就看看他的开的破车，里面确实有两个孩子。
And I saw she's driving broken cars and had two kids inside.
我掏口袋里面啊，刚好有两张钞票，一张20元，一张5元。
And then I fill my pockets. I had two bills, and one is $20, and one is $5.
你们猜结果怎么样
？So guess what?
怎么两张都没给
？Didn't give any.
我本来是想给他10块钱，但是没有10块钱。
Originally, I intend to give out $10, but there was no $10 bill.
最后我还是20块给他了。
I end up giving her $20.
我的爱是非常有限的。
My love is limited.
师母知道哈，那上帝的爱是无限的。
And God's love is infinite.
我们没有一个人是配得他的恩典。
Nobody is really deserve.
因为照着我们的行为，我们都是应该下地狱的。
And according to our actions, we all should go to hell.
但是他的本质是爱，他就是乐意愿意给我们。
Because his nature is love, he is willing to give us.
甚至我们不配，他也要给我们救恩。
Even though we are not deserving, He still wants to give us.
耶稣基督就是上帝给我们最大的礼物。
And Jesus Christ is the gift, the greatest gift.
道成了肉身，来到这个世界，为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
The Word became flesh and died on the cross for our sins.
这个是要显明神对我们人类的爱。
And this is to reveal God's love for us.
我们接受这样的爱，我们能够靠耶稣的名向天父祷告。
And when we accept this love, we can pray to Him.
我们不但认耶稣为我们的救主，拯救我们的灵魂。
We're not only recognizing Jesus is our salvation of our souls and spirit.
我们也认他为我们生命的主，他能够引导我们的一生。
And recognize that He's our Lord and the Master of our life and leading us.
因为得救本来就是出于恩典。
Because Salvation is coming from grace.
第二章第五节说，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
And verses 5 says, God has made us, when we were dead in transgressions, but He saved us, it is grace, we have been saved.
圣经当中讲到得救有许多层面。
And the biblical in Bible describe the salvation in many faces.
在这里乃是指着由死到生的一种转变。
And here describe the process of transformation from dead to alive.
在过去我们是死在罪恶过犯中。
And in the past, we died in the transgressions.
过犯是指着我们行出来的恶，罪恶是指着我们没有行出来心里的恶。
And then transgressions really means that's the evil that we through our actions.
Sin is means our inner bad thinking.
Sinner reflects the inner self.
所以死在过犯罪恶中是指着我们在上帝的面前，我们是一个死人。
And that means that in the eyes of God, we are a dead person.
但现在我们成为上帝的儿女。
Now we are claimed to be the children of God.
有基督耶稣的生命在我们里面。
Jesus Christ's life is in us.
而且我们是与主耶稣一同活。
And this because we live with Christ together.
请问你们今天早上来教堂的时候，你心里面有没有想过主问过他什么话呢？
Have you thought of asking Jesus anything when you come to church today?
你有没有问主说，哎，我今天要在教会你做什么事，我要奉献多少？
And have you thought about asking him what should I serve in the church and how much offers?
你有没有对主说问他，我今天下午的时间要怎么用？
And then have you asked him about what I would be doing in the afternoon?
如果你有的话，那你就是与主同活。
If you had, that means you live with Christ.
如果你没有的话，那你就是自己在决定你要做什么。
If you have not, that means you decide by yourself.
你自己的决定，你自己负责嘛。
And you are responsible for your own decisions.
如果你出了什么事情，你也不要怪主啊。
And if you anything happens, don't blame on him.
所以我们现在不同是，我们懂得怎么去依靠主。
And now the difference is now we can know how to depend on him.
我们会寻求等候神的旨意。
And we'll seek after and then wait to see his guidance.
你知道这一种的改变。其实是非常惊人的。
And you know, this transformation is very amazing.
因此没有信主的人，他们看我们的改变，他们不明白也不懂。
For those non-believers, they will not, they will amaze, but they won't understand.
圣经当中讲到生与死，跟这个世界上的人讲生与死是完全不同的。
And the death, and life,written in Bible is different from what we understand in this world.
上个礼拜我们读以弗所书第二章一节这样的说，你们死在过犯罪恶中，他叫你们活过来。
And last week we studied the verses, you died in the dead of transgressions, and then he made us live.
原来死是被罪所隔绝，与神无关呐。
And then when you're dead, you're separate from God.
Jeff Bezos, 他是目前世界上最有钱的人。
Jeff Bezos, he's currently the richest man on earth.
Amazon 这一个网络是他创办的。
And then he's set up this Amazon network.
他虽然赚得了全世界，但是他的成功与神没有关系。
And he may earn the world, but his success has nothing to do relationship with God.
他用钱去支持同性的婚姻。
And he used his money to support homosexual marriage.
他用钱去支持那些参众议员赞成不要加税，加富人的税。
And then he lobbied Congress to not tax the riches.
他用他的钱支持许多自由的这些议题。
And he sponsored many of those freedom.
你知道他人生的哲学是什么？
Do you know what his philosophy of life is?
就是无悔的人生。
And that's an unrepentant life.
不是 unrepentant, no regret.
No regret.
这一种的 philosophy, 就是说凡事我都将来不要后悔，我现在就争第一，最大，最好，最优先。
Don't regret anything, now I just seek to be the top.
其实这个就是以人为本的自我中心主义。
And this is the human self-centered.
他用他的影响力想去造一个巴别塔来高举自己。
And according to his will, he would build a Babel, a tower of Babel to raise him up.
所以在神看来，这一切都是死的。
And in God's eyes, and everything is dead.
因为死是一个人灵性没有作用，不知道神的恩典。
And then that is really the spirit has no function, and without awareness of the grace.
一个人只要他有灵性，只要他有理性，他也可以好好的活在这个世界。
A person with a good spirit soul.And then a rationality can live well in this on this earth.
但是他的灵性没有作用。
But here's this is the soul is useless.
他不能够成为一个真正伟大的人物。
And cannot become a really great person.
因为他没有感恩的心，他不知道所有万事都是出于神的恩典。
Guys, it's a lack of the understanding that's the thankfulness for everything.
Jeff Bezos 他有150个 billion 的家产。
And he has 150 billion assets.
但是他一生所捐助的钱不超过100个 million.
And then his philanthropical things is less than 100 million.
你说100个 million 呀，已经多得不得了，但这是他家产的千分之0.7%而已。
And this is only accounts for 0.07 of his assets.
所以比起 Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, 他是吝啬到家。
And then compared to Buffett and Gates, he is very stingy.
你知道他许多的雇员 ,Amazon 的雇员还要靠领社会救济、领食物券过日子。
And many of his employees still have to go.Receive the food stamps.
因为他不知道感恩，他只顾着自己赚更多。
He never be thankful. He just want to earn more for himself.
所以他在上帝看来也是死的无用的。
And then in God's eye, he's dead and useless.
第三，死是浪费而无活的意义。
And you wasted the meaning of life.
就是一个人所做的事情跟永恒没有关系。
And that means whatever you do in your life has nothing to do with the eternal.
也许能够利益短暂的现在，但是对于长久人类历史是没有什么帮助的。
And whatever you do is for long term it has no contribution.
这个当然更不用说神永恒的国度了。
And not to mention about the eternity of the kingdom.
这样的人生在上帝看来就是死的。
And then in God's eyes, this is also dead.
Jeff Bezos 他从小就向往能够去太空。
And then Jeff Bezos aspired to go in space.
但是他没有机会做宇航员。
And he didn't have the chance to become an astronaut.
所以他就成立了一个蓝源公司 Blue Origin.
Yeah, he set up a company, Blue Origin.
这个就是要发展太空的旅行。
And then this is for space.
他每年投资十几亿去做这些无意义的计划。
And then he spent billions that to make this plan.
我不是反对人对于太空计划的发展，但是我说这些是用国家的力量去做，但是他要自己去做。
And I'm not against the spatial developments.
因为他的目的不是要真正发展太空，他的目的是要赚钱。
And then, because his end goal is not to develop this technology, but it is to make money.
他现在已经出卖2019年的太空旅行绕地球一周的票价是$300,000。
And he already set up the fees to go travel into orbit.
那这个$300,000 $300,000还不算高的，还有特别座呢，那更贵，还有人去买呢。
And then even $300 is not that expensive, but people still want to buy it.
这个就是他的人生。
And that's his life.
在上帝看来，没有意义，就像死亡一样。
In God's eyes, it's meaningless, and it's just like a death.
当一个人他洋洋得意、自以为成功的时候，要小心。
And when somebody is feeling satisfied, they have to be careful.
野狼是怎么样落入陷阱当中的？
And how the wolf falls into the trap?
就是他自以为得到了好吃的肉。
And then when it feels that it's access a good piece of meal.
其实他正站在陷阱的当中。
And unknowingly it is standing right in the middle of the trap.
那什么是活呢？
So what is living? Live.
在上帝的眼中，活又是怎么回事呢？
So what is the living means in the eyes of God?
活乃是指的在耶稣基督里。
And living means is living in Christ.
换句话说，凡是有关于圣经当中活的定义，都是和神和耶稣基督有关。
And everything that you referred in Bible about living is related to being in Christ.
所以活乃是成为神的儿女。
And God really means to become children of God.
这个跑到哪里去了？那活就是要能够享受神儿女的身份。
And then to enjoy the status to being God's children.
所以当我们成为神儿女的时候，神给我们特权。
And then,On that situation, we reserve special privileges.
当我们信耶稣，其实我们就是等于嫁给了耶稣基督。
And then when we believe in Jesus, we married to Jesus.
因为圣经讲教会是耶稣基督的心腹新娘。
Yeah. Bible tells us the church is the bride of God, Jesus.
你我活在教会的生活中，其实我们就是借着耶稣基督成为天父的儿女。
And then we live through this and become the children of God.
我的媳妇呢，到我们家来，她可以吃什么，用什么，我们都不会过问的。
A daughter-in-law comes in the home, and she can do everything. We won't ask.
因为她嫁给我们儿子，就成为我们家的一员了。
And she married our son, and she is part of the family.
不但如此，师母每个礼拜还要去一两天替他烧饭。
And then not only that, as a wife, I even go there to cook for them.
为什么你说我家你不来，师母来帮我烧下饭呢？因为你不是我们家的人嘛。
But what you would say, why does she come to our home? But they're not married into it.
因为我们是神的儿女，所以我们可以拥有耶稣基督。
Because we are children of God, we inherit, we own His life.
在神的眼中，你我都像耶稣基督一样的宝贵。
And in God's eyes, you and I is all precious in God's eyes.
所以活是我们拥有了神儿女的地位。
And we Living really means the status as we gain being his children.
同时也是我们的灵性醒悟过来能够与神交流。
So our spirit has awakened so we can communicate with him.
以前孩子小的时候我们家也养过狗。
And then when our children were small, we also had pets.
狗是非常善解人意的。
And dog really have an understanding of humans.
因为它会看主人的脸色。
And they know how to observe owner's actions.
Expressions.
所以当我回到家里面，狗它就会摇着尾巴来欢迎我。And when I go home, I come home, and then he will wag his tail.
但是我不高兴，我不理他，他过一下他就躲到一旁去了。
But if I don't show the joy, and it will
他不知道为什么主人不开心，他没有办法跟我交流。
It doesn't know why I'm not happy and cannot communicate with me.
但是我的孩子不一样，他们看到我回来，他们就会过来，我的女儿会过来抱我。
But my children are different. They can come and then my daughter will hug me.
我把她抱在怀里面，我就会跟她讲话。
And then I hug him and I talk to her.
我说，今天有什么新的事情，你跟爸爸讲讲。
And then anything new and want to talk about it?
他一讲话我就开心了。
And when she talks, and I'm happy.
其实他讲的都是鸡毛蒜皮的事情啊，真的一点意思都没有。
Even though whatever she said is small matters.
但是有了他，我就觉得，我的生命有了一个倾诉的对象。
And then with her, and I have a target, so I can communicate.
因为我可以跟他沟通。
I can relate to her.
我们的神不是高高在远处坐在宝座上的神，我们的神是在我们旁边可以跟我们交流的。
Our God is not sitting high on the throne, but God that can converse with us.
你跟他的祷告其实多半都是鸡皮蒜毛的事。
And all our prayers is really small things.
神那么大，这些小事还要吵他吗？
And then not big deals we still look for.
但是上帝喜欢听啊。
But God loves to hear.
他喜欢我们跟他交流，跟他祷告。
He loves that to hear that we are talking to him.
所以当我们一向主祷告，我们心里面就觉得满足。
And when we pray, our hearts are filled.
这就证明我们有他的生命，我们是活的人。
That proves that we have his life, we are alive.
我们灵里面是活着。
Our spirit is awakened.
第三，活的意思乃是照着神的旨意而生活。
And the meaning of living is to follow his will.
活本来就是会动、会改变、会随着时间而改变、有生机的。
And then the living really means the dynamics can adapt to things.
对神而言，活就是按着他的旨意而变化。
And then living really means is following his wills.And to transform.
有一个大气的妻子和她丈夫去搭火车。
And one tycoon and his wife went to take a train.
大气我不晓得怎么办，就是OK. 那丈夫怕迟到了，就一直催她要快一点，快一点。
And then the husband.Don't want to be late and try to press his wife.
结果刚刚到火车站的时候，火车就开了。
But by the time they arrived at the station, the train left.
这个老婆就生气，骂她的丈夫。
And then the wife scolded her husband.
她说：“你这一个该死的，你看你催得我半死，现在到这里，我们在等，必须要等等下一班车。”
Oh, you hurry me up, but we missed the train. Now we have to wait.
你听懂没有？
You understand?
没听懂的样子哈。他说：“就是因为你催得我半死，所以现在我们要在这里等下一班车。”
Because you hurry me up, so we have to wait here.
其实他老婆的意思就是，你没有遵照我的意思做。
And then really what she's saying is you didn't follow what I said.
当然，我们的神不会这样无理了。
Our God is not that such.
但如果你花了很多的精力去做一个公司的 project， 不是按着你老板的意思做，最后你做好了被老板束之高阁，你说真没有意思。
And you may spend a lot of efforts in doing a project according to your mind, and then at the end, your boss put you hang up and then.
所谓活就是要按照老板的意思去做。
And so living is really living by God, His rules.
按着神的意思活，就是要遵照他的旨意行。
And then.To follow his rules is to understand and follow his will.
第三，二章六节这样说，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
He raised us with Christ and so seated us with him in the heavenly realms.
主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界，被钉死在十字架上，是做什么呢？
And then.Christ came to this world and died on the cross is for what?
因为魔鬼他是用死来控制掌握人。
Because Satan used the death to control humans.
我们当中有没有不怕死的人？有没有？
Do we have any among us who has no fear of death?
啊，没有啊，你们都很诚实。
No, you are very...Honest.
就是因为死亡的威胁，我们天天必须要活。
Because the threat of that, we have to live.
可是耶稣基督来到这个世界，他是向死亡挑战。
And then when Jesus came to this earth, he has a challenge against the death.
因为他虽然被钉死在十字架上，第三天他却从死里面复活了。
Even though he was nailed on the cross, but third day he resurrected.
这个复活不是指着身体复活了从死里面过来了。
This is not only talking about the physical human body raised up.
而是说他已经把那个死亡掌握死亡要死的那个权给拿去了。
And that really means that he conquered the power of the death that holds us.
那是意思说只有在耶稣基督里面的人才可以体验到这种复活的力量。
And only those who liveIn him, I can experience this power.
所以圣经说得救就是与主一同复活。
And then the salvation in Bible says this is we live with Christ.
是指我们拥有一个耶稣的生命。
And we own this life.
可能在开始时候这个生命是还是很弱小的。
And then maybe at the beginning this life is just a small.
但是它是会继续长。
And then eventually it will grow.
我们说复活是违反自然的现象。
And we said the resurrection is against the nature.
因为根据热力学第二定律
，according to the second law of thermodynamics，
在一个密闭的系统当中，所有东西都是趋向于乱度大的方向发展。
In a closed circuit, closed.The world, everything becomes more chaotic.
死我们晓得是不可以逆转的自然现象。
Death is an irreversible process.
但这一些的定律通通都有一个前提，就是必须在一个限制的密闭系统内。
And all this, the laws follow a premise that everything has to be enclosed space.
换句话说，没有自然界之外的干扰下，人活的都是越来越老，东西都是越用越旧。
And within under supernatural conditions, and everything gets decay and older.
但是神在自然界之外，他的干预就不一样。
And then when the people who supersede from the supernatural realm, and that's a different case.
他的生命，属灵的生命是超越时间空间的。
And his life is beyond transcending space and time.
在我们信主的那一刻，我们等于是得到了这个超越时空的一个生命。
And then when the power that we believe we inherit this transcendence power.
这一个生命就是主耶稣复活的生命。
And this is the life that God's resurrected life.
他进到了我们的里面，带给我们了这个新的力量。
He entered into our life and gave us this new power.
这个叫做与主一同复活。
And this really means raised up together with Christ.
不但如此，这里说，我们也与他一同在天上。
And also says that we're seated in a heavenly place.
这个天不是指着我们头上的天。
And this heaven is not the sky above us.
圣经讲天呢、啊，都是指着超越时间空间的境界。
And this is really all referring to the transcendental space.
就是不受这个物质定律限制的。
And it's really beyond the bound of the materialism.
所以主耶稣说，天国在你们的心里。
And that was the kingdom, heavenly kingdom is in your heart.
因为天是一种境界，是不能够用定值、定量、定点来形容的。
And heaven is a point that it cannot define by the space.
这里呢，保罗他一共用了三个所谓并肩的动词啊，就是在一起的意思。
And here Paul uses three verbs to mean that.
他说：一同活，一同复活，一同在天。
And then it says, living together, raised up together, and seated together.
在希腊文里面，它是用过去式的不定时的时态。
And then in Greek, it uses different tense.
It's a past tense, infinity 的 mood.
在
这一个意思里面呢，其实是指的过去发生，但它现在还在进行，一直要进行到将来。
And this has happened before, and it's continuing, and then it will continue.
那我们用中文形容它是已然未然。
And then that just being here, and then will continue be.
It's already, but not yet. 就是事情已经发生了，但是呢还没有成全。
It's already happened, but not complete.
他意思说，我们是与耶稣一同掌权，但是呢这个事情还没有成全。
And then we are still doing that. It's not complete.
因为这个事的目的是为了要显明神的恩典。
And the purpose of this way is to reveal His grace.
第七节他说要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩典恩赐，显给后来的世代看。
And it is that He might show the incomparable riches of His grace, express His kindness.
原来神救我们不是只是为了今天。
And so what he saved is not only for the present.
也不是为了将来我们去天堂。
It's not also only that we go to heaven.
神救我们是为了他自己的荣耀。
And then this is to reveal his glory.
因为他的本性是喜欢赐给人恩典。
And this nature is to give people grace.
所以当一个人你我体会到这个，我们才能够与他配合。
Once we understand this, so we can work with him.
原来我们这个人最高的目的不是要把自己发展成功，造福人群。
And our own purpose is not for us to be successful for humanity.
而是我们能够成为神要工作的对象。
And then we become a target such that God can use us.
这样我们才配合他，成了他一部分。
So we can work with him to be part of him.
这样叫做领受恩典。
And this is meaning receiving his grace.
所以神的恩典这里有限制的说，第一，在基督的里面。
And here's the condition is that first one we have to be in Christ.
那就是说只有在耶稣基督里我们才能够领会得到。
And only in him that we can understand that.
我们讲恩典都是讲外面的东西，好像哎呀绿卡啦，婚姻啦，我们儿子啦，女儿啦，车子房，这些的外面的东西。
And all the grace when we talk about is about material other things.
就好像我孙子两岁大的时候，他给他 玩具，结果他拉着那个装玩具的盒子，拼命在那里玩摇，那个玩具丢到一边。
And just like pastor's grandson, when he received a gift, and he, instead of playing with a gift, he's playing with a box.
神要给你给我的恩典不是绿卡，不是婚姻，而是耶稣基督。
And then the grace is not the green card or the wedding, but as Christ.
因为你得到耶稣基督，其他所有跟的都来了。
And when you receive Christ, you, everything else will come with it.
第二，神要我们得恩典的目的是叫我们去传扬。
The purpose of receiving the grace is for us to go tell to the world.
你知道上帝没有把传福音的责任交给天使。
And then Lord didn't give this job to task to the angels.
因为天使没有与基督同死同活的经历。
Because the angels didn't have the experience the death with Christ and then live, resurrected with Christ.
今天我回头一看，我自己的人生都是神的恩典。
And looking back on all the life, the entire life is God's grace.
我的改变，我的得救，其实都是出于神。
And every transformation is all origin from God.
这样我向人家做见证，讲的是我亲身体验。
So therefore, when you share the testimony is your self experience.
今天我们看中国有许多基督徒在受逼迫。
And today we look at many Christians are being persecuted.
我们为他们感到难过。
And we feel sad for them.
但其实我去年去中国跟许多基督徒接触。
And last year, pastor went to China and then made contact to many of them.
他们根本就不在乎这些。
And then they really don't mind about this.
因为他们早就预备好，知道会有这样的日子来到。
Because they already prepared. They knew that this kind of situation will arrive.
不管是王姨也好，或者是金日明也好，这一些牧师他们被抓起来受逼迫，其实他们都是知道心甘情愿的。
And all these pastors under persecution, they are aware of this and they're willing to accept that.
因为在监狱当中，他们反而能够更体会到与主同在的喜乐。
Because while in prison, they realize more that God's are with them.
因为圣经里面确实这样说，主的灵，圣灵在哪里，哪里才有真正的自由。
And then the Bible says,No matter where the spirit is, there's a true freedom.
所以我们也不必太为他们难过，他们都在主的保守恩典中。
We don't have to be too saddened by this because they are under the protection of God.
照人看，最坏的结局就是死了吧。
And then the worst scenario for our humans is to be dead.
照神看来，那是回家，那美好的事。
And then God's eyes, that's a time to go home.
我们曾经都被罪的陷阱捆绑，不得自由。
All of us once were bound by the sin.
但耶稣基督把我们从罪里面救出来。
But Lord Jesus saved us from the sin.
可是我们必须要藏在他的保护中，按真理而活。
We need to be under his protection and live for the truth.
不然我们仍然可能落在罪的陷阱中。
Otherwise, we will fall back to the traps.
所谓得救，其实是指的我们与主一同复活。
And then the salvation means that we'll live up again with Christ.
表示我们有一个复活的耶稣的生命。
And then we have a Christ.
也是与主一同在天上。
And also we're seated in heaven.
表示我们是活在主耶稣的里面，可以享受跟他相交的喜乐。
We live with him, Christ, we can communicate with him.
神已经给我们许多的恩典，这个不是物质的享受。
And God already given us many, many graces, not the material things.
而是我们在基督耶稣里却能够透过与基督的联合体会得到的。
And only you can realize that when you're connected in Christ.
所以我们应当去传主的福音。
Therefore, we should go out and witness God.
只有尝过、蒙过天恩滋味的人，才能够为主做见证。
Only those have tasted the grace of God can be the witness for Him.
你还有家人在国内吗
if you have relatives in the back home,
要抓着还有的机会向他们传福音。
Seize the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
不要怕，神会帮助你。
Don't be afraid, God will.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主，我们蒙了你极大的恩典。
Lord, for this abundant grace.
像我这样的罪人也蒙你的拯救。
And even all the sin for men like me, and you received your salvation.
主啊，帮助我不要落在罪的陷阱中。
And help us not to fall into the trap of sins.
更叫我能够活在主耶稣的里面。
Let me live in Christ.
求主帮助我们每一位，让我们都有传福音的心智。
And Lord, please help each one of us has the heart to share the gospel.
当这个世界的环境越来越黑暗的时候。
When the darkness comes to this world.
当这一个潮流是这样的汹涌波涛的涌来。
And when there's a trend undercurrent is so strong.
主啊，让我们靠着主站立的稳。
Lord, we depend on you so we can stand firm.
能够把你的真光向这一个黑暗的世界点亮。
And now we're using the truth light to shine upon this world.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name, pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。